Amen. I want to talk this morning about spiritual fitness. Amen. On this Breast Cancer Awareness Sunday. Spiritual fitness. Can everyone say spiritual fitness?
Spiritual fitness.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. You may be seated as we talk about spiritual fitness. And I will get into more as I go along. When I think about this, I think about the fact that God is a good God and we are to be spiritually fit. And so often in life, it's not the shape you're in, but the state you're in. Amen. We hear about the State of the Union. We hear about the state of the marriage. We hear about the state of your health. But this morning, we are not talking about your physical fitness. We're talking about your spiritual fitness. Amen. Spiritual fitness. Amen. And the aim of our sermon is for us to review our spiritual state. Amen. To review our spiritual state. Amen. Because that is the key. That is what is important. That may be where our major problem is our spiritual state. You may be spiritual, but what state are you in? When I think about the word state, it is the condition of someone or something. Amen. You can have it, but what condition is it in? You can be married, but what condition is it in? You can be alive, but what condition is your health in? Amen. We can be existing as a country, but when the president addresses the State of the Union, it lets you know what state are we in. Amen. Because underneath it all, that's what's important, right? It didn't matter how good things look. Give me the real deal. I want to know what the real state of the union is, of these United States. Amen. And so, as we look at this story, we must recognize that because that is important. Amen. We often worry about the state of other things, but we don't worry about our spiritual state. What state are you in spiritually? Amen. Amen. We talk about, amen, physically, you know, you have to have good spiritual fitness to live. Amen. You have to be in a good shape financially to get along. Amen. And you have to be in spiritual shape if you're going to deal with life. Amen. And if those things aren't good, then you are going to have some problems. Amen. But you can get a lot of things if you are in the right state. If your credit is in good state, if your health is in good state, amen. If your spiritual life is in a good state, you can get some things. You can be blessed by God. Amen. And so this morning, we look at Israel, we look at Rahab, and we look at us. We look at Israel, and we look at Rahab, and we look at us. Because, you see, Israel had somewhat of a problem. And the problem is that they were to conquer a land that God had given to Abraham a long time ago. God gave the land to Abraham, but then that didn't mean that they didn't have to do anything. Have we got a witness? Amen, amen. The Jericho was in the way. Amen. The first city, that ancient city of Jericho, that city that was the one of the oldest cities that was fortified, strong, and it had to be conquered in order for them to get into the promised land. Amen. Amen. But the interesting thing about God is, although they were promised the land and they could get in the land, the question becomes, are they spiritually ready for the land? Are they spiritually ready to fight? Are they spiritually fit to fight? Amen. You said, well, Lord, just give me the land. He said, no, you're going to have to, I'm going to open the door for you, but you got to walk in and get it. I'm going to give you the victory, but you got to go in and get it. And it is a faith walk. Amen. Amen. Now, the interesting thing is that the land was theirs, and they needed to get in the land, but it was not their military fitness, but their spiritual fitness that would get them the victory. Amen. It's not how many bombs you got. It's not how many troops you have. It is about what shape are you in spiritually. Amen. Stay with me. I'm trying to go somewhere with this. Amen. Amen. Because that's what the key is. You have to be spiritually fit. More than just physically fit. Joshua was the commander in charge of God's army. He was a military commander. And he had soldiers. And he had God on their side. But the question was they on God's side? Amen. You got to be spiritually ready for some things in life. Amen. You just can't. You can have all the military, but there is no spiritual fitness. And as they came out of the desert and got this new leader named Joshua, and now Moses is dead, and now they have Joshua, and Joshua. A generation takes these new kids into this place that the older generation didn't believe they could get. And as he now is encamped at Gilgal, 6 miles from Jericho, 6 miles from the enemy camp, God says, what I want you to do is to get spiritually fit. Amen. Amen. I know you're wondering how you're going to take Jericho and how you going to take the Canaanites and the Perizzites and all of the otherites that are now in your land. But I'm here to tell you that what you need to be concerned about is getting circumcised. I know it don't sound good, but amen. 6 miles from the enemy camp, God says, I want all the men circumcised. And that's no way to go into battle, you would think. Amen. If you're not physically fit, he said, but you know what? Your spiritual fitness is more important than your physical fitness. You need to be observing these ceremonies, and you need to be able to observe. You need to observe these ceremonies. You need to get the men circumcised. You need to do the ceremonial washings. You need to celebrate the Passover 6 miles from the enemy camp. Amen. And what he says is, Joshua, your enemy is right there, but I'm going to teach you all to trust me, how to depend on me, how to have faith in me. And you need to make sure, Joshua, that you are spiritually fit to win this battle. Because after all, Joshua, the battle is really not yours, it's mine. Amen. And I'm going to deliver you right up under your enemy's nose. But it's important, Joshua, that the people be circumcised. It's important that you go through the ceremonial washings. It is important that you celebrate the Passover. And there you are, 6 miles from the enemy. Amen. And God wants you to do all this spiritual stuff when all you're thinking about is how we're going to conquer Jericho. Oh, yeah, we often put the physical in front of the spiritual. But I'm here to tell you this morning that your battles in life depend more on where your spiritual state. I wish I had a witness. Amen. God said, don't worry about the enemy. And I know they know y'all out there because there's 2.5 million folk. Amen. And y'all out there being cut on, and y'all out there celebrating me. Y'all out there worshiping me, because worshiping God is more important than whatever you're trying to achieve. But you may be thinking that, no, I need to achieve first, and God, I'll get to you later. But God said, no, you got it backwards. And when I think about Israel, they need to do that. And when I think about Rahab was, amen, she was a prostitute, amen. We read it that, but Rahab was a prostitute, but and she was not an Israelite. And when Joshua had sent spies over into Jericho, amen, she is the one that had their back. We read about how what she said about the Lord. She says, "We know that your God, He is God." Amen. Did you read it in verse 11? It took a lot of courage for her to change sides. It took a lot of courage for her to get on the side, to turn her back on her own blood, on her own people. It took a lot of courage for her to do that. But she knew that she needed to be spiritually fit in order to get delivered. Oh, it takes courage, doesn't it? God lets us know, He wants us to know that you have got to be in shape spiritually. Now, I'm sure that her being a harlot, she was in shape for her profession. Have I got a witness? Amen. But it didn't matter about her being 36, 24, 30, whatever. I don't know the numbers. Physically, being in shape didn't make her spiritually. You were physically in shape, but your spiritual fitness, you got the wrong God. Serving the gods of the Canaanites and the Amorites, the Jebusites, the Hivites, the Hittites. Have I got a witness? And the electric lights. Amen. This might as well put any kind of light in there you want to. Amen. You got the wrong God. Now, Rahab has to decide whether or not I'm going to change sides. Or if I'm going to stick. Now, I'm serving the gods of the Amorites and the Canaanites and all these otherites and Baal and all of these gods, these little G gods. Amen. Amen. And now I hear that the real God is coming. And I'm going to have to get spiritually fit. I had a witness. This battle is a spiritual battle. How many of y'all, you may think that your battles are physical or financial. You may be confused about really where the battle is. The victory is in the spiritual. It's not in the physical. So he told me to change it and let everybody know, and me too, that anything we get in life comes as a result of our spiritual state. You get further if your life is right spiritually with God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Before I get to us, the fact of the matter is that Rahab was in shape. Amen. But Rahab was a woman who here pronounced a faith in God. She got her faith right. She got her faith right. She said, I'm going to change gods. I'm going to have to turn my back on my biological family. I'm a Jerichoan. But I'm going to get on the Jews. I'm going to become an Israelite, not a Canaanite, or a Jebusite, or a Girgashite, or a Hivite, or a Hittite, or an Amorite. I think I'm going to be an Israelite. Amen. Because I'm really not fit for this battle. I'm going to go down. And although I've lived a life that was down, God was a God that would have mercy on her. He put her in the family line of Jesus. Matthew 1:5. You find her there in the Greek name, it's the same as Rahab. You find her there in that, in life, she'd always lived a life that was down. Amen. It's not that she was low down. Amen. It was not that she was down low. But she did down things. She lived a down life. She spent a life a lot being down. But God changed her history. Most folk go down in history, but you're going to go up in history. Although you're not worthy, because of God's mercy, he'll take a prostitute, didn't even go to church. I wish I had a witness. He'll take her and put her in the hall of fame. And you find Miss Rahab, Sister Rahab. We'll call her Sister Rahab because she's, you know, she's with us now. So God didn't bring up a past, by the way. And don't bring up nobody else's past. God did not bring up her past in Hebrews 11:31. He said, I'm going to put her in lights. Well, I got to hear her up. The truth of the matter is that God is telling us that she said, look, I'm going to get spiritually fit. And when I get spiritually fit, I'm going to bring my mama out. I'm going to bring my father out. My brothers and sisters are going to come out. She says, my spiritual fitness is going to get more than me saved. She didn't just come out. She was not selfish. She didn't just say, like a lot of church folk, they get saved, but they don't worry about nobody else, you know. It's almost like saying, y'all can go to hell. I'm saved. I'm not going to share my faith with nobody else. She was concerned about bringing somebody else out. Amen. In a victory. Well, the fact of the matter is that God lets us know that Israel had to be spiritually fit to get the battle won. And Rahab says, if necessary, I'll change sides. Because it's not my physical fitness that I need. I got to get spiritually fit. Amen. And the same thing with us. We've got to do it too. We've got to do it. When we think about breast cancer and all of the problems that it brings, amen, the physical fitness is bad, but the spiritual fitness is more important. You see, because you got to have more than the right doctor to go in surgery. Amen. When life gets through with you, amen. You got to have more than a male to get married. Have we got a witness? That didn't go over too well. Amen. You have to have more than, amen. You have to have more than the right education to be ready for life. Have we got a witness? There's a spiritual side that prepares you for anything physically that you may have to face. And God is telling us, the question he wants to ask us is, how is your relationship? Amen. 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 When you start talking about the church, whatever you're trying to achieve, what's your spiritual state like? What spiritual state are you in? What's your relationship like with your Bible? Amen. Do y'all stay close? Do you stay close to the Word? What's your relationship like with your Bible? Y'all don't really interact much. All right, now, it's your spiritual state that's important. And you have to find out, you know, how's your obedience? Amen. How's your relationship with God? Amen. How's your behavior as a Christian? Now, you got to understand, these things are important because they lay the foundation for victory. If you don't get your spiritual foundation right, it doesn't matter what you have faced in life. You're not going to succeed. You can have it all. But if you are spiritually unfit, what's your relationship like? What's your behavior like? What's your membership like with your church? That's where you worship. That's where you serve. What's your relationship like with your church? Amen. I didn't write that. God gave me this. Amen. Amen. God says that, you know, it's your spiritual foundation. Amen. And the fact of the matter is that that's what God is telling us here this morning, because if you are spiritually fit, you can face whatever life sends. And it sounds so easy. You say, it's easier said than done. Well, the fact of the matter is, when Israel was in Gilgal, 6 miles from the enemy, they had to mature. God said, I want you to walk around the city one time and go back home and wait. Amen. Wait? That's a part of the Christian life. Yeah, learning to wait. After all, you're not going to win the battle anyway. You got to learn how to, you got to master waiting. And Joshua says, don't say anything until I say so. Now you got to master following leadership. I didn't put that one in there either. Have I got a witness? You got to master discipline. You got to master all of these things are important to your spiritual fitness. You know how to wait. You don't panic when the bottom of life falls out, and when things get rough, and when enemies breathe down your neck, and when you find yourself in a bad situation and things out of your control. When the bottom falls out, you're still standing strong. Amen. When you lose your job, when you lose your health, amen, amen. If you got that spiritual foundation firm and in place, have I got a witness? Then God says, now you're ready to get the victory. I want you to go back home and go back and run around again. Amen. Go around the wall one more time. Now go back home. Amen. Go around that 5 days, 6 days. Amen. And on the seventh day, I want you to go around 7 times. And I want you to shout when I say shout, and the wall is going to fall down. God says the walls will come down when you get your spiritual life right. I don't care how much money you got, what your degree is. The fact of the matter is, if you are not spiritually fit, you won't be able to make that surgery. You won't be able to. But if you are spiritually fit, it doesn't matter what happened. If you stay focused on God, it does not matter. Amen. Whether there's sickness or whether there's suffering or whether there's sorrow, whether there's sadness, it makes no difference. Have I got a witness? Because I'm spiritually fit, I can handle this. I'm rock. I'm standing on the rock on the inside. Have I got a witness? I'm not worried about it because God made my body and He's in control of my body. Have I got a witness? And I'm not worried about my sins when I get sick because He's a merciful God. Have I got a witness? I'm so glad that He looked beyond. Come on, musicians. He looked beyond my faults. So don't bring up my past when I get sick. I want to be in shape.
I don't want to hear it anymore.
All right.
Teach me to listen.
All right.
I don't want to see anymore.
God,
give me a vision.
Hallelujah.
You can move this heart to be set apart. I don't need to recognize the man in the mirror.
Yeah.
And I don't want to trade your plan for something familiar. I can't waste a day. I can't stay the same. I wanna be different. I wanna be changed. Till all of me is gone, and all that remains is a fire so bright the whole world can see that there's something.
If you want to be spiritually
different, so come and be different,
yeah,
in me.
Glory.
And I don't want to spend my life stuck in a pattern.
Stuck.
And I don't.